Hey there, Subscription Box Basics fam. Julie here, and I've got some super exciting news for you. My favorite event of the year is happening in less than 2 months. For those of you who don't know, it's called Sub Summit, and it's the conference for sub box businesses. Renee and I are going to be there, and you could potentially join us for free. You can learn more at subsummit.com, but don't wait too long because ticket prices are going up soon. Come on, let's make some memories together at Sub Summit. So, you want to launch a subscription box and don't know where to start? Girl, you are in the right place. I'm Julie Ball.
And I'm Renee Gonzalez, your host here at Subscription Box Basics, a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box entrepreneurs wanting to avoid overwhelm. So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, and let's have some fun.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Subscription Box Basics. It is the holidays, and I am here with Renee. Yes, we are taking some time off for the holidays, so we're recording this in advance. But the majority of our episodes are all about business, subscription boxes, and how to grow your business, personal development, all those things. This one, we're going to just get a little bit personal and tell you a little bit about some of our holiday traditions. It's going to be super short and sweet, but we thought we'd just let you know what we do as families, right, Renee?
That sounds like a plan. If you are listening to this live, it is airing on Christmas Day. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And if you are not listening live or if you don't celebrate Christmas, happy holidays. But yeah, let's dive in and talk about a little bit of what we do. Do you want to go first, Julie?
Sure. Yeah, I'll start. So I live in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Western North Carolina, but I grew up near Pittsburgh. And so I'm 44 and I have gone up to Pittsburgh to visit my family 42 of the 44 years. So at this point, like, we have to keep going up there, even though we live 8 to 10 hour drive away, depending on traffic and depending on potty stops and all that. The 2 years that we missed, one was COVID, womp womp. And then two was the year I was pregnant with McKenna. I had morning sickness and just all day sickness, and I just couldn't bear the trip. So we will be going back to Western PA for the holidays, and it is one of my favorite things. Christmas Eve for me is my very favorite day of the year. Like, it is so deeply rooted in tradition in our family. And so I'm going to just give you a peek behind the scenes of what we do. My family is originally from Central and Eastern European region. I was born here. My parents were born here. But, you know, if you go back to our roots, that's where we're from. And so we've got Slovak and Polish roots. And so Christmas Eve dinner is this very special day for us. And we still celebrate with a lot of those kind of old school, old country traditions. And our Christmas Eve dinner is actually called Velia. It's a meatless meal for us. So we do pierogies, we do fish. My family does seafood. I don't because I'm allergic, but they'll eat it. There's always a soup. So it's like a sauerkraut soup or a pea soup, something very old country. And then we have other foods that are traditional, but you might not have heard of, things like bobalki. Bobalki is like this sweet dough dumpling that has honey and poppy seed on it. It's so delicious. I love it. And then we sit around the table, we say our blessing, and then we pass this Christmas wafer around. And the word that they use is opletki. It's just like this thin, flat, tasteless wafer. And it's like basically breaking bread. You have this wafer, you break off a piece and pass it to the next person until everyone has this small piece. And then we say Merry Christmas. And then we all eat our piece of bread. It's just this tradition that kind of is like a nod to the old country. And opletki actually translates to angel bread. So a lot of times there'll be like a picture of the nativity scene or something on it. So then we exchange presents. And then on Christmas Day, we do this, like, we'll get together and have another meal and exchange presents with other sides of the family. But it is just such a special day for me because it's one of the one days that, like, my whole family is together. And I just love the idea of it's 2023 and we're still doing some of these really rooted old traditions from our heritage.
Oh, big time. That's amazing. And quite the contrast from, I feel like our family is very fortunate that
the town we live in, both mm-hmm. sets of grandparents for our girls are yeah. both clowns. So we see each other year round, which is mm-hmm. amazing. But I feel like it takes away, in a small sense, we still have a fantastic mm-hmm. holiday season, but it does take away some of the specialness of yeah. getting together during the holidays. So that's all. I love those traditions. That's amazing. And then I can tell us a little bit more about what we do, too.
Yeah, you have like a more modern day tradition.
It is. Yeah, we go modern. So we, like I just mentioned, have both sets of grandparents in town. My parents literally live across or around the corner from us. And Justin's parents are very close, too. So we are very fortunate the girls get to see their grandparents. We get to see our parents all year round. So our between Christmas and New Year's tradition, we still get to hang with everyone on Christmas, but we, for the last 5 years, have gone somewhere on vacation. Even in 2020, we went camping locally, but we go away as a family of four between Christmas and New Year's. And this year, we are switching it up a little bit and we leave Christmas night. So it'll be the first time as a family of four that we are traveling on Christmas night, and we're going to London. So I cannot wait. So that is our Christmas tradition as a family of four. We wake up, we go to Justin's family and we do breakfast. And then sometimes both of our families get together at my parents' house mm-hmm. and extended family, like our siblings, the girl aunt and uncles all go to my parents' house. We're shifting everything up. We still get to see everyone, and then we take off in the afternoon to head on an adventure. So
excited for you.
Oh, we've done New York, we've done Seattle, we've gone camping in 2020, we went to Hawaii the last 2 years, and this will be our first time heading to Europe. So I'm excited.
What is the one thing, are there like one or two things this year in London that you're like super excited about?
I'm really excited. We have nothing set in stone for the most part, which might backfire on us.
But that's like wanderlust. You never know where you're going to end up.
We have never been. Justin and I have never been to London. The girls have never been to Europe. And we typically plan a few things, but we figured with it being between Christmas and New Year's that there'll still be decorations up. So we're just going to, we're wanderlusting. We're just going to walk around. We have a few things where we want to go, a few things we want to do. We want to see the London Bridge.
Yeah.
We have a couple museums we want to go to, a couple landmarks we want to see, but nothing set in stone. And if things don't happen, we want to go to Paris. I want to go to Paris for the day, take the train, but I'm trying to be very realistic because that has been on my bucket list. And that has been something that I wanted to do in this year. I'm trying to also just let it go. And if it doesn't happen, because realistically, like train ticket prices are outrageous. I know we're only there a week. So I'm trying not to I can go off the hinge sometimes and just do things. And I'm trying to pull it together and realize it's not just about me. It is about we're actually going with the four of us. And then we're meeting another family that lives in our local town too. Nice. One of our best friends, we're meeting them there too. So I'm trying to know the trip's not just about me. So if we go to Paris, we go to Paris. If not, we're going to be there for New Year's. We're going to have a great time in London too. So
that's amazing. I love that tradition. And we always do New Year's, usually just at our house here in Western NC. And it's fine. Like, that's okay with me. But man, I'm always like, oh, I wish I could go somewhere, like Renee, this year. And so I've been pitching it to my family.
I have a subscription box tie-in, too. For the last 4 or 5 years, we've gotten Year Cheer their New Year's box, too. And we take it. I pack it with us. We decorate our hotel room, our trailer. One year we stayed in Hawaii. We were camping in a canvas tent. We decorated our canvas tent.
Cool. So I love that.
So shout out to Year Cheer because they have their New Year's. Now we're subscribers, so we get them all. But mm-hmm. for a while, I would just get the New Year's box, and it's awesome. And we would use it every year to decorate wherever we were going. So that's even a fun tradition, too.
Yeah, I love that. I'm glad you shared that. And as a matter of fact, McKenna's in the other room, so I have to be somewhat quiet, but I'm subscribing us to Universal Yums Christmas as a gift. Have you heard of that one?
I have heard of that one, yes.
Okay, guys, if you haven't heard of this, they send you a monthly snack box from other cultures. So it's, say you want to taste the culture of your roots. So maybe there's a box for Eastern Europe. I think there's boxes for Asia, and there's boxes for different areas of South America. It's just so cool. And the snacks, I can imagine, are so different than what we have here in the States. So I'm really excited about that. And we are homeschoolers. So I'm going to actually tie that into our homeschool as well. Okay. So when we get a box from some region, we're going to do some sort of reading or research about that region. And I know, like, we have Disney Plus as a subscription. Look at all these subscriptions tied in.
Look at all these tie-ins.
We didn't even mean to do this. Yeah. So I know that Disney does a lot of like travel style videos where you get to learn about the animals of the region and stuff. And then, of course, National Geographic. Like, I think they've got a bunch of shows. And so this is going to be like the year of virtual travel for us. And we're going to start putting together our bucket list. McKenna has a few on her list already. She wants to go to New York City and she wants to go to Canada. So I was thinking maybe Niagara Falls.
Oh, perfect. You can knock them both out. Yeah.
I know. We're like putting together this list. Not that it's all going to happen at once, but
it'll happen.
Girl's got a dream, right? A girl's got a dream. Yeah. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So look at us. And we tied it into subscriptions too. We want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. Merry Christmas. And we hope whatever you have planned today and for the next few weeks is very special in your own little way, whether it's traditional or modern or just you. And yeah, we'll be back next week with another episode.
Actually, we can say we'll see you next year, right?
Oh, yes. See you next year.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening today and we'll see you next year. Bye.
Bye.